It's now time for Radio Nibbles and local food news with John Lendorf. He's here in studio with his guest, Jim Smaler, a chef. Good morning to you both.
Good morning. It's great to be here around the giant KGNU kitchen table that extends all over the Boulder Valley and around the world now. I know there's people listening from far away. And this morning, the studio is filled with the aroma of a strawberry rhubarb crisp, which I desperately want to taste. My guest is Jim Smaler. I've known him for, well, a long time, you know, since I was a food editor many years ago. And he was the executive chef at the Boulder Cork for 40 years.
40 plus years, yeah.
40 plus years. And we could spend a lot of time talking about how, you know, how Boulder food has gone over those years, but we're not. We're going to talk about what you're doing now, which I think is a wonderful thing. You're working part of the time through Cure Organic Farm to make prepared food, but also help people learn how to cook things from farm stands.
Absolutely. So, John, thank you for having me as your guest this morning. And what I am doing right now is we have kitchen space on Wednesdays and Thursdays. And myself and my colleague, the pastry chef at the Boulder Cork, who is still employed by the Cork, her name's Kirsten Conley, we work on those 2 days, Wednesdays and Thursdays, utilizing ingredients from the farm. And then I am working at the farm stand doing setup, but from 12 to 3 on Fridays and Saturdays right now.
What kinds of things are you making now?
Well, what
obviously
the list this week. Well, the one thing that I think Ann Cure has done so well and explained to me, and the focus is to utilize things that are grown on the farm, and to supplement those as minimal as possible. Now, the beginning of the year, you know, things were pretty slim, but
now
things are really coming in.
So what are you making?
Well, this week, grass-fed beef barbecue, taking some of the grass-fed beef and cooking it for about 2.5-3 hours in a you know, homemade spruced up barbecue sauce. I'm doing egg salad this week, which kind of sounds like
egg salad, because they got a lot of eggs.
A lot of eggs, and we sold out really quickly last week. And it's a fun recipe. It has a little curry in it, and once again, green onions, green garlic, things from the farm, along with obviously the eggs. I've been tons of pea shoots right now, so I've been doing a pea shoot pesto. This weekend we have a pistachio pea shoot pesto, which is made.
I'm proud that you can say that so rapidly, you know, with a
green garlic, green onions, and, you know, once again, if there's some other greens at the farm, they get tossed in there too. Mint, we've got tons of mint right now. And one of the really fun things I did last week, because I love it and it's just so fresh and just sing summer, is I've been making chimichurri. And I just take everything, once again, from the stand, little vinegar, little olive oil, green garlic, green onions, mint, cilantro, parsley.
There's things you can use in chimichurri that other people might throw away.
What is chimichurri?
Classic Argentinian salsa verde. It's a vinegar-based olive oil, just green, and it's a classic to go with Argentinian recipe to go with steak, grilled steak.
Oh, okay.
And it's you can use anything green. So for instance, you can use carrot
tops, absolutely,
and other things that people have a tendency to throw away.
Hence comes in the farm, what's available, chimichurri, boom. And I'm just packaging it. Actually, I'm making it in like 5-pound containers, which is a lot of food processor work. But then I take it to the farm stand in 5-pound containers and portion it out into little plastic ramekin cups. And
you've been shopping at farm stands most of your life.
Forever.
Right. And if, in particular, you were, of course, trying to find great ingredients for the restaurant. But why should people? There are farm stands all over the county now, small ones on back roads. And actually, right now, I'm putting together a guide, a detailed guide to the farm stands of Boulder County and beyond. And if you know of a farm stand off in the county that's doing something interesting, you can send that to me at nibbles@boulderweekly.com. But why should people shop at farm stands? What's the difference?
First of all, I think they're extremely fun. I'm going to tout the one that I'm working for right now, Cure. It's adorable. That's what people say. It's that cute little red tiny barn-like farm stand.
But you can taste vegetables and other things at farm stands that never make it to the farmer's market, never make it to the supermarket.
Absolutely.
Because they're growing heirloom.
And the freshness, it's the real deal. I mean, it's farm to farm stand. And we had just this past Saturday, a painter came out and was just painting the farm stand. And I thought that was amazing. Actually, I've been in contact with her because I'd love to see the finished piece.
And what's the best thing you've tasted lately?
The best thing I've tasted last night was, I mean, lately, John, was last night we were invited to a friend's house, Laura Ricci's house, and she made a momofuku recipe of a pork shoulder.
That's a restaurant, by the way.
which was, it's a bo-siam, and super simple, just a pork shoulder rubbed with salt and brown sugar and cooked for 6 hours at about 300 degrees.
Wow. That's the thing to understand.
Heaven.
There are these cheap cuts of meat,
yes,
like a pork or beef shoulder or whatever, you know, where you throw it in the oven in the morning, forget about it, and it really takes 6 or 8 hours of sitting there slowly cooking.
So, and it just got this crust on it, and it just came off the bone that was just so amazing. We did lettuce wraps with it, with scallions, and it was just incredible.
Now we're all officially hungry.
That sounds amazing. And you can read John's latest column in the Boulder Weekly or find it online at boulderweekly.com. Thank you, John, and Chef Jim Smaler.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.